No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Come on into another episode of Game Runs Deep and Talking Champions. I'm Sudhi Upadhyaya. That is Ben Garrett, and it is college football playoff quarterfinal week, which means the Rebs are in action against the Georgia Bulldogs. The one blemish on their record from 2025, and they get their chance at retribution. Ben and I are going to get into that, the other college football playoff quarterfinal matchups. First of all, Benny, I guess Merry Christmas in a belated sense. How was it? What'd you do with your family, and how are you doing, bud?
I'm good, man. Thank you for asking. The family is doing well. They had a great Christmas. 13 and 9 of the girls now, so it's no longer it's no longer toys. And I got to assemble a soccer goal, but it got so windy yesterday. I'm so very thankful that it did, because one, it dropped the weather down from 70 here in Mississippi to 30, so it actually feels like Christmas. But also, I feel like that goal, it had been a heck of a thing. But the girls all clothes. I don't know what Gold Hinge is, but I'm learning. I didn't realize how expensive Lululemon socks could be. But the girls are happy, and that's all that matters, and God is good. How are you, brother?
I am good, dude. I am good. I spent Christmas in Connecticut. We had a lot of snow on Thursday. That was Christmas Day. No, the day after, I believe Friday. I had to drive in, like, a lot of snow for the first time in my life, Ben. I mean, obviously, you get it down south, but it's not that much. It's just we don't have the equipment, right? We don't have the salt and the trucks to really clear the road in time.
Sure.
Up there, it was just an inch an hour, and I had to, when I left work, dude, it was pretty tough. I was driving 10 miles per hour. The car was sliding. It got stuck at one point, but we made it. And I feel like such a big boy. I feel like such an adult, having driven in, like, up in the Northeast and New York and stuff. Every time I go from New York to Connecticut for the stuff I do for CBS, I always feel so accomplished. I'm just like, look at me, dude. I'm like a kid from a small town in Mississippi, and I'm like, I'm able to drive in this big city. You know what I mean? Like, it always, I don't know. It feels like a proud moment for me.
There is something to that, because when I drove in LA for the first time, I was like, I found my people. You know, everyone else talks about how terrible LA traffic is. And it is bad. But they just want to go. Everybody wants to go faster in a big old hurry. It's just, I much prefer LA. Like, you feel a sense of accomplishment.
Well, LA is different, right? LA is kind of similar to Atlanta. And I think that's what has made it, because people used to be like, dude, you drive in New York City? And I'm like, well, I don't drive in Manhattan. But yeah, I have to, when I leave LaGuardia, I've got to, you know, I got to drive a little bit in the city. But I think when you live in Atlanta and you deal with the Atlanta traffic every single day, it just turns you into a different animal. But because even when I go to LA, I'm like, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of lanes, but it's like, things are moving for the most part, right? Like, people are moving pretty quickly. In the Northeast, it's like 2 lanes everywhere you go, and it's like 55 miles an hour. It's kind of like driving to Mississippi, except a lot more people. But no, it was fun, man. Had a good week up there, then got to go see some family in Virginia, and then drove back to Atlanta. So I've had a little run over the last couple of weeks. So,
well, good. Matt Smith, he's a subscriber to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, for the 1-3. He's already in the chat. If you're in the chat, leave a comment, question, whatever you want. He just had a baby, and at the Ole Miss Spirit,
let's go, Matt.
Yeah, sign up today for 50% off if you sign up as a new member during Ole Miss's playoff run. So join us at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, for the Devon 3. Matt Smith is there, and congratulations, my friend, on the new baby. That is the best thing in the world. There is nothing better. It's what we were put on this earth to do. So while I know you're very, very tired, we're glad we could hang out with you this morning and kind of help you, you know, get a little bit into the sugar bowl, feel a little normalcy and get a little bit into the sugar bowl vibe as the new dad tries to push through what something we've all dealt with, trying to get any bit of sleep with a new baby. So congrats, Matt. We're glad to have you. But if you want to join us at the Ole Miss Spirit, it's 50% off right now for new subs. So join us today. Also, I've been pumping this up, and I want to make sure I get it right. But Big Game Football Factory has released a limited amount of college football playoff footballs. That if you want to own one, now is the time to do it. It's a 48-hour flash sale happening right now at biggamefootball.com. The deal is today, tomorrow, offering $20 off one of these rare collectible balls. So go to College Football Factory, or excuse me, Big Game Football Factory. The promo code to get the Ole Miss ball with 20% off, On3CFP20. On3CFP20. Go get your ball. Be a part of history forever, man. Ole Miss is in the Sugar Bowl in just a couple of days against a Georgia team that handed them their only loss of the year. And if you want to be a, you know, memorialize what an historic time it is. Big Game Football Factory is they're offering these awesome custom balls that you can get yourself. And if you use my promo code On3CFP20, you can get $20 off today and tomorrow. So I wanted to touch on some of that, but it is Sugar Bowl week. Need an off season pod with y'all talking about Sidney's time in WWE. Maybe one day.
I could certainly do that. I also have some friends that are still there that, if you know, I don't know what WWE's policies are with the new regime there, but you know, if they let them come on, I'm sure I have a few that would be happy to join us. So maybe that's something we can get going in the off season for sure.
You know who I want on this podcast. I got some bad news.
We have talked about Wade Barrett before. I just need to reach out to Stu, and I'm sure he would do it. Like, he's one of the nicest people I've ever worked with. So,
well, we were hoping we could have Rusty Manziel on, you know, the godfather for Georgia coverage. And, oh, Rusty's too busy for a small peon. Well,
he did give me a good excuse. He'd been on the radio or TV for like 16 hours straight, and he's like, dude, I don't have a voice right now. So that's, I was like,
okay.
I was like, you're working too hard. Take a rest, drink some tea, no worries. So hopefully we'll get him on in the future or something, talk some recruiting or something. But
Matt Smith has a great suggestion. You guys should do a giveaway for one of the Big Game Footballs for everyone that signs up for the Spirit. If you sign up today for the Spirit and you show it to me, hit me up in mentions, email me, spiritbin1@gmail.com, whatever it might be. If you show me a new sign up, that might be something we could do. Get you one of these footballs. Throw you all, like maybe for the 29th and the 30th. Because like I said, if it's a flash sale right now for these footballs. So if you sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit today or tomorrow, I will purchase one of them for $20 off with my promo code On3CFP26, and I will draw a name. But you got to sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On3, 50% off for new members as Ole Miss makes its run in the college football playoffs. So we want you over there at the Ole Miss Spirit. Sign up today, 50% off. I'm actually going to change up. You see that QR code up in the top right corner, folks? I'm going to change that up for you. That's just my Venmo because, buddy, it's expensive getting to the Sugar Bowl. And Mary, who's not in our comment yet, a very devoted listener, she threw $30 our way, and I'm so thankful for that. But if you want to join the Ole Miss Spirit, get in on one of those big game footballs that I'm going to get, and because it's a great suggestion from Matt. Sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit. Show it to me. Proof of that you're a new member, and there's the QR code. I switched it out to join the Ole Miss Spirit in the top right corner. Click that link. Join us for 50% off. And, yeah, folks, we'd love to have you. You don't just have to hang out with us an hour a day on podcast, be it Game Runs Deep or The Drive Home or Talk of Champions, whatever it is. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much to all our sponsors like B&A Bank and Riverland Roofing. Riverland Roofing's actually got a deal running right now as long as Ole Miss is in the playoffs. I'm sorry. When the Rebels win, you win. So all you got to do is when you buy a new Riverland roof during the playoff run, you get a free year of their roof care maintenance program, 2 maintenance inspections, 2 gutter and debris cleanings, 10% off on all incremental work. at Riverland Roofing. Riverland Roofing does more than just fixing the roof of your home. They do business, residential, you name it. No one's better. 662-644-4297. 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com. I'm so thankful to them. It's the hat I wear. It's the little house behind me. You see it right there? Yeah, the little house up top. It's Riverland Roofing. They've been with us for a long, long time. What is the promo code for the big game footballs? Walker Reb asked. I'm glad you asked. I've got it right here in front of me. It's ON3CFP20. ON3CFP20. I think I said CFP26 a minute ago when I was trying to do it off the dome. So ON3CFP20, big game football. Big Game Football Factory, 48-hour flash sale today and tomorrow. I get you one of these custom footballs that are really cool, very rare, and it's all kind of memorialize a special time in Ole Miss football history, and it really comes to a head. No problem, Walker. Walker said thank you. You're welcome, Walker. That's the promo code, ON3CFP20. But yeah, get yours today, man. And I'm telling you, there's something really cool. And if you sign up today, I'll buy one. And if you sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit with that QR code up in the top right corner and prove it to me, you'll enter to be in the drawing. So come on with it. We'd love to have you. Where are you right now as far as Ole Miss, Georgia, and predicting the final score? Do you still think it's going to be Georgia doing what Georgia does against Ole Miss? Because I want to say 2-2 in the last four meetings. I looked at this, and this is an interesting little stat here. Just want to put it out there. Yeah. All right. I saw it on the Twitters, I think. All right. Here we go. Let me find it. The last four matchups, it's SEC numbers guy on Twitter. Georgia versus Ole Miss, the last four matchups. Points, Ole Miss 125, Georgia 119. Passing yards, Ole Miss 1,029. Georgia 952. This is where Georgia has an advantage. Rushing yards, Ole Miss 581, Georgia 810. Head-to-head, 2-for-2. Pretty even as far as what it's been like for the last four meetings. Do you pick that Ole Miss is going to get it done? Revenge? Avenge? It's only loss of the season? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't. That last four, it's an empty stat to me. I mean, you're talking about multiple coaching, years and different coaches and all that. I look current program. Since Kirby Smart has been there, it's been the standard, right? So, I'll say this. I went back and rewatched the game from earlier this season, and I just – people give Trinidad so much flack about, he's just not a consistent deep ball thrower. Like, that's going to be, a problem at some point. But he always seems to make it work. Like, there's a lot of short intermediate throws and whatever, but it's his ability to create magic, get away from pressure, and find open receivers. That's what makes him so good. And when he does need to throw the ball deep, like, it's not the most consistent part of his game. But when you need him to make the big play, he seems to make it. Like, you see it constantly if you watch his tape from throughout the year. And that made me feel a little bit better because I know Georgia's defense has improved. But it also makes me go, but if you have a magician back there, it doesn't really matter if they're getting the pressure as long as he can get away from it. Now, the question is, can he get away from it throughout an entire course of a game, which in the fourth quarter, that was hard against Georgia the first time. It finally caught up to them, the ability to not run the ball. And then Georgia just was like, we're just going to start bringing in pressure. And it definitely got to Ole Miss. So that is still a factor. But even more now, like, I'm like, if Ole Miss wins, it's going to be because of Trinidad Chambliss. Like, there's no other, like, I don't think the defense is magically going to just become this, like, elite unit that's going to be able to play better than the first time around. Like, I think the defense just is what it is this year. But I do think because Trinidad, that was his first road start in the SEC. It was Sanford Stadium, and he held his own for the most part. So it just makes me go, I think if you put it on him and he can conjure up some magic for you, which, look, if you watched Sunday Night Football last night, you saw that. I mean, you saw what Brock Purdy did, right? Like, I'm not trying to compare them, but I'm saying, like, sometimes it's the quarterback. Like, it's just his ability to make some magic happen. And you saw it with both quarterbacks, Caleb and Brock yesterday. But, sometimes that could work out in your favor. So I think Trinidad is going to have to play a major role. I'm still going Georgia, though, just because, like I said, you look at the numbers, you look at how they're running the ball, you look at how their defense has improved. It still makes me lean towards Georgia, but it's not one of those things where it's like, Georgia's going to beat the brakes off all of it. Like, it's not that, obviously. This is a college football playoff matchup, and the Rebs are going to be ready to go, no doubt about it.
Rob PGA, what is the link to the football? He's talking about Big Game Football Factory's custom college football playoff footballs. It is biggameusa.com, biggameusa.com. And apparently I've locked myself into, if you sign up, that QR code at the top right corner, just above Sudu's head, if you sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit, right now we're running a deal 50% off for all new members. I'm going to buy one of these balls, and I'm going to, if you show me that you signed up for the Spirit, be it on Twitter, hit me up, post about on the Ole Miss Spirit message board, said, hey, I signed up today for one of to enter for one of them footballs. If you want to hit me up with the email, spiritbin1@gmail.com, whatever it might be. If you sign up today, you'll get entered for one of these footballs. But if you just want to buy a football, apparently Rob PGA wants to do that exact thing. BigGameUSA.com. Big Game.
Let's go. USA. Big Game USA, man. Getting some love on the pod today, man.
Well, I mean,
you spent a lot of time. They better be paying you, Ben.
No comment. But I'm glad you brought up Trinidad Chambliss and getting the rematch with Georgia. Here's what he said yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like the crowd got a little louder, got more intense. But yeah, we definitely got to finish the whole game. That comes with me, you know, executing on throws and just finishing series. And I got to do a better job, you know, playing the fourth quarter and, you know, finishing the game. So, yeah, we did a great job throughout the whole game in three quarters, but we got to finish the whole game. I wouldn't even say, like, the environment was, like, too crazy, to be honest. I kind of got in my own head a little bit, you know, after that one throw to, like, Daquan that was in the dirt. And then it was just short-army throws. But, no, I don't think that environment or – you know, the atmosphere, the crowd, you know, got to me really, and I'm used to that now at this point. I'm very excited to play Georgia again. The first outcome, you know, wasn't the outcome that we wanted. We felt like we were the better team that day, and we felt like we should have won that game. Like I said before, I feel like I got to finish games in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be another dogfight. They're going to come with it. Their defense is really solid. They're going to have a great scheme for us, and we just have to execute. And, you know, it's whoever makes the most mistakes, and let's not do that, so.
Whoever makes the most mistakes, but I thought it was really telling.
I love him.
Yeah, dude. I'm not going to lie.
I just love that guy. He's such a QB1, man. He's the best.
He's QB1. And no news on his waiver or anything like that. If Ole Miss, if he does get his waiver, which it's just as likely he doesn't that he does, and we've been saying that consistently for weeks and still no news, and it's the 29th of December, the NCAA is a clown show. You know, I don't think Ferris State's really helping out with the waiver very much at all anyway, but there are no rules anymore. He should get his waiver, even though, like, by the old rules, it's pretty open and shut. But these days, with everybody, he should get his waiver. And if he does, I think he'll be Ole Miss's quarterback next season. I've got some pushback on that, be it in YouTube comments, on Twitter. Did you hear what Trinidad said? Yeah, I was the one that asked the question to him. I'm the one that said, hey, man, if it's if you get your waiver, will it be Ole Miss next year? And he said he was going to weigh all his options. That's every kid. But – from talking to the people that actually do the negotiating, from the people that are actually in control of these things, I think the overwhelming likelihood based on those conversations, and that's all I can go by because I am not an active party in these negotiations, I think that he would overwhelmingly likely be Ole Miss's quarterback next year. And I know there's going to be interest from other schools, not just LSU, for obvious reasons, but that's what I got right now. I wish I had an update on the waiver. Trinidad didn't have an update on the waiver. But we did get an update from Joe Judge on how Kiwon Lacy is doing because he was out there practicing with Ole Miss on Saturday, fully dressed, but he's dealing with a shoulder injury. Here's what Joe Judge, Ole Miss's quarterback coach, that is speaking for the offensive side of the ball because Charlie Weiss is not. Here's what he said about Kiwon.
I mean, he was out there with us today. Look, it's this point in the season, no one's 100%. I'll let, you know, the head coach handle the injury updates, and, you know, Pat and his staff will have a better idea on that. You know, at this point, we're getting everyone ready to play. Like I said, nobody's 100% at this point for any team, so we're trying to get everyone as prepared as they can.
I love how much of a head coach he sounds like.
Brother, that man has dealt with the toxicity of the New York media market, brother. Oxford, Mississippi is nothing to him. He looks at y'all, and he looks at y'all like you're friends, probably, because when you have to deal with the guys up in New York on a weekly basis – yeah, he's definitely prepared. It's so funny how differently I look at Joe Judge now versus when he was the head coach of the Giants, and I just thought he was the worst. And, you know, I just was like, why would we ever hire this guy? He's awful. And now I'm just like, I love Joe Judge, man. He's the best. So sometimes it just shows you, man. Some dudes just aren't ready to be head coaches, or especially in the NFL, and you see how successful he's been at Ole Miss and previously prior to the Giants job, how much people used to rave about him. Just kind of it's a good lesson on timing, folks. That sometimes you may think you're ready for something, but you may not be ready for it, you know?
And Ole Miss has been such a uniquely good fit for Joe Judge, too. Like, he came here unceremoniously. It's not like there was a lot of fanfare for Joe Judge when he signed on as an analyst, and then slowly.
Yeah, I texted you. I said, Ben, what the hell are we doing? And I think, I forgot what you said, but over time, you were like, dude, he's actually, like, really respected in that building, and he does a lot.
They love him.
And they didn't really get on board until this season, finally. And I went, okay, Joe, you've changed my mind on you.
Yeah, and he's going to be a big piece if Trinidad gets his waiver of why I think Trinidad ultimately sticks around at Ole Miss for one more year if he gets his waiver. And I want to make it again very, very clear that it's just as likely he doesn't as he does. No one knows right now. The NCAA, I agree with Travis, who just said the NCAA is a joke, a feckless organization that does nothing of value anymore. This is like the one thing where they could, rebuild some goodwill is like, look, there are no rules. So the Ole Misses with Trinidad Shambliss, just pick your guy across college football, let them go ahead and get their waivers outside of like, because, I mean, come on, what are we doing now, Sudu? I mean, you got NBA players who were drafted in 2023. Signing Baylor, what are we doing?
This is, dude. It's the classic rivalry, the NCAA versus Ole Miss. You know, everyone else gets waivers. It's like an afterthought. It's like, oh, of course he's gonna get the waiver, whatever. You know, I think Diego Pavia like takes him to court or whatever. And then with Ole Miss, you know, and Thomas Mars is involved all of a sudden. Tom Mars is back. You know, he's now helping Ole Miss.
Well, the funny thing is, like, when I think of Tom, and Tom, like, I really appreciate Tom is a good advocate for the players. Now, he is compensated well to do those things, but he really is a player advocate because back in Ole Miss's NCAA investigative case, like, I'll never forget when Dan Wolken, I was in Atlanta doing something. And Dan Wolken came out because it was every day it seemed like something new. You know, Pat Forty's coming out with something. You remember all of this.
I remember.
The Hugh Freeze NCAA investigative case stuff. It was just wild. And one day, you know, Dan comes out. And Dan has done great, man, of really being a player advocate and an Ole Miss advocate. All this, you know, not all season, it's during the season. As all of this mess has unfolded, Dan Wolken has been an ally. It's been insane to see, you know, but he's been right. He's been dropping truth bomb after truth bomb. I actually saw him at Ole Miss's playoff game against Tulane, and he deserves a ton of credit for what he said. But back then, he said, you know, he was on the other side, and he had a breaking news story, a massive story about to drop. And it turned out it was about Deontay Anderson getting into the portal because Tom Mars put it out. So we've come a long way from acting like Deontay Anderson getting in because of Tom Mars to this place where Tom Mars and Dan Wolken are allies. How far people come. Travis, I asked my wife to buy a subscription to the Ole Miss Spirit for Christmas, but she didn't come through. Hey, that's okay. You can tell her right here and now for 50% off. If she signs up, as long as Ole Miss is in the playoff, you can get it for cheap, for dirt cheap. You just kind of come join us at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, an affiliate of On Three. If Ole Miss gets through this win against Georgia, I don't know what my final score prediction is right now. If you made me – like, I want to say it's – I got some pushback on Twitter about – I said if – Ole Miss gets through Georgia, there will be some.
They're the team of destiny. We said
team of destiny talk.
Yeah.
I said if they get through Georgia. Oh, but Ben's called them a team of destiny. I am not. I'm saying if they beat Georgia, they would.
If they do, then yes. Because if you look at Georgia right now, they do look like they're headed. They have a very clear path to the championship game, right?
It'd be way better if Miami upset Ohio State in this scenario because I just don't believe in Miami.
Oh, that's happening. That's for sure happening.
Are you calling that now?
Yeah, I called it last week. We'll get to that. We'll look at the rest of the bracket. Hold on. Let's see. We got a Bama fan in here, bro. How you a Ole Miss fan rooting for UGA? I'm not rooting for UGA. My job is to talk about college football for this podcast, and I'm just giving you what I think based on what I've seen, brother. I'm not rooting for UGA. I do love those guys. I have a lot of friends over there, but. If you know anything about me, you know that that's not true. This is kind of fun, Ben. First time Chris met you, you were had a Cowboys hat and a Daniel Bryan shirt on Beale Street. How about that?
Oh, I'll never forget. I know exactly what he's talking about. Like Raw had come to Memphis, and me and my buddy Crotch used to go to all the wrestling events in Memphis. And Daniel Bryan's my guy. It's when Daniel Bryan occupied Raw. I don't know if anybody else remembers this, but me, Chris, and maybe Sudo. And me and Kratz, we had some fun. We had some fun as far as like drinking, and we decided to go get sober on Bill Street, which is not something that anyone does.
That does not happen. Yeah.
You don't get sober on Bill Street. But Chris, awesome. Thank you for sharing that with me. That is hilarious. And I don't love wrestling like I used to. Same thing with a lot of things as I'm getting older and my daughters are getting older and priorities change. But man, that was a fun night. And the fact that you were there to see my stupid butt, yeah, that is just fantastic. Because I was absolutely hammered. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, it was, we had some fun time, you know. But if Ole Miss gets through Georgia and if Miami upsets Ohio State, yeah, it's beeline in time because Oregon's going to beat Texas Tech.
Texas Tech's going to beat Oregon. Okay. Miami's going to beat Ohio State. Indiana's going to beat Bama. And unfortunately, I do not think our Rebels have the Jimmies and Joes on one side of the ball this year to get past Georgia.
If they do, yeah, I'm going to call them a team of destiny. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, because look, as much as I love Miami, Miami has one fatal flaw. If Carson Beck doesn't show up,
Carson Beck.
It's over. Like, their defense to me is one of the best defenses in the country. If you're talking about just, you know, if there was an offensive support, like, they would be undefeated to me. They just play violent. I made a whole video at the beginning of the year and people try to clown me. Now people are going back into the comments being like, hey, this guy might have been right. So just a heads up, just, you know, since I got so much flack for it, including from Ben. And then turns out Jared Ivey.
Wait a second.
Jared Ivey apparently was talking trash about me. It's being like texting Ben, really, like, what's talking. This guy talking about, man?
First of all, J.I. is my dude, all right? And Miss Tracy.
I love him, too. He's one of my favorite players. But like, I mean, come on, what are we doing?
He did talk some shit. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I know he did. You told me.
He's like, I'm sorry, Ben, that you have to sit and listen to this nonsense. You know what I mean?
Like, I would love for, like, anytime someone disagrees with me, I just am like, please tell me your point. So at least I know why I'm wrong. Or I can tell you why you're wrong based on what you've said. But he didn't give you any reasons. He just said, you got to sit there and listen to this trash.
I was never a big believer in Miami, just like I was never a big believer in Texas A&M. You know what I mean? Like, so I find it very hard to believe that they're going to upset Ohio State. But if they do, it's going to the biggest thing for Ole Miss is you knew at some point probably that you were going to have to go through Georgia again, right? The only thing that holds, like, Ole Miss's only loss this year, I mean, independent of everything else, Ole Miss is a good football team. Its only loss this year is a single-digit loss in Athens when they just couldn't get a single defensive stop. But still, they were up 9, and if they get that one fourth down.
It's one stop, man.
They're going up 17 in the fourth quarter. It changed everything. But, yeah, I'm not convinced that Ole Miss doesn't get that one stop and, you know, goes on and wins the game. That very well could happen. It's just Georgia's still the same bad matchup today as it was back then. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't think much has changed about the game script, and that's why I think it's going to be a great game, just an absolute dogfight. But at the end of the day, I think Georgia wins because they're the better team, because I think Georgia's winning a title this year. But if Ole Miss beats Georgia, yeah, I'm just going to go out there. And then, of course, they turn around. Everyone would get excited because maybe, like, there are some other upsets. Miami beating Ohio State. Maybe, you know, you get Alabama beating Indiana, Oregon beating Texas Tech, then Alabama upsets Texas Tech. It'll be Ole Miss and Alabama in the title game. Of course, it'll happen that way, and then Ole Miss doesn't win. That would be a
rough. Now, if this Alabama team, I do feel better about Ole Miss if they had to face them. Of course, the year that they're capable of beating Bama, they don't play them, of course. But
of course. Of course. At Ole Memes, the one-score loss was in Athens, too. Do we not have a better game in NOLA? You'd think so. You'd certainly think so. And because I think, like, one thing that matters here is that Ole Miss retained the entire defensive staff under Pete Golding. So what set you back, what held you back, what caused you to lose that game in Athens, even though, like, Trinidad Chambliss, who you just heard from, only 11 yards passing in the fourth quarter of that game, it's the defense. And I know that, like, Pete Golding, William Echols, man, we've talked to all of them over the last couple of days. Yeah, I think there's some real personal animus towards this game. It's like, yeah, that was not a good representation or not a fair representation of who we are. It kind of snowballed on me. And yeah, while Sudu's right, this isn't the same record-breaking historic defense that Ole Miss had last year. Certainly a defense that's still, I mean, since Georgia's top 30 most every statistical category, they're a good defense. They're not an historically good defense. But I think that what's kind of holding me and Sudu back is just I don't know what's really changed since that game, other than both teams are good at what they're good at, but what Georgia is good at is one of Ole Miss's greatest weaknesses.
It's one of those things where I do think like some of this is going to have to be some execution issues on Georgia's end. Like they're just going to need to make mistakes, and it's really hard based on what I know about that program. It's really hard in the postseason this late when you're playing that well for Georgia team to just somehow collapse. Like, as far as executing and things like that, they only seem to get better. And the way Kirby's talking right now doesn't make me feel great either, man. Anytime Kirby starts talking his shit, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, nobody speaks, you know, Kirby smart knees better than my guy Sudu. He knows. And yeah, he's locked in. You know, he's absolutely locked in. I love the part about we got players announcing they're re-signing, re-upping. How about you announce that you're getting better? Getting better
when he starts saying stuff like that, Ben. I go, oh God! I texted DJ Shockley, who's a friend of the program. Obviously, he's been on before, and I was just like, Shock, I don't like the way Kirby's talking. And Shock's always very positive. He's like, oh no, man, come on, it's gonna be a game, you know, blah blah blah. And that it also comes off a little smug. I'm like, of course you think that. Of course you're saying that to make me feel better.
But. DJ Shockley, there's no way that'd be like, look, he's a Georgia guy. I mean, he's a Georgia guy, so he thinks what you think. You know what I mean? Except in a much more passionate way.
No, I know, but he always is like, oh, come on, bro, it's going to be a good game. Y'all got the offensive staff back and all this stuff, and I'm like, Chuck, you break down – like, I've seen this man he's explained so many concepts and different things to me and how to watch the game in a different way, and I'm like, bro, you know this game better than anyone else. Like, come on. We're watching this defense. Hold on. We had sorry. I was going to get a question up. Someone had asked about.
You're seeing some highlights as Sudu does that efforting. You're seeing some highlights from practice, like a couple of days. There's Pete Golding. This footage is from the Ole Miss Sports Information Department. One of the best in the business. There's Andrew Jones, who's been a big part of what Ole Miss has done. There's Tyler Banks, Ole Miss linebacker. They're just running through some drills. Am I crazy for thinking that Lacey leaving isn't as cut and dry as everyone makes it out to be? I don't think you're crazy at all. I think here's the thing. You got to kind of break it up into what's the most likely. All right. The most likely is he follows Kevin Smith to LSU because the money will be equal. And, you know, that's his people's. That's who he knows. However, all I talk to is Ole Miss people. And one of the things I've gotten very clearly is from the Ole Miss side of things, whatever player it is, Kewon Lacy, Trinidad Chambliss, pick your guy. Whoever they try to come poach, not just LSU, but other schools, they better pack a lunch. That was quite literally what was said to me. They better pack a lunch. There's DeJon Stribling going against Patrick Carter, interim Ole Miss wide receivers coach. They're wearing the real tree helmet. So, no, it's not as cut and dry as just I think he's going to follow, because Ole Miss is going to have a very competitive package. And I think that having the right to first negotiation is a big deal. And having him in your building and having the rest of everything around him, like, for example, Frank Wilson being in that building matters, right? Mm-hmm. For the next couple weeks, or maybe just for this week, but having that opportunity and to be able to show, like, it's a one-and-done guy is Kewon Lacy. Like, now he's a one-year player. Wherever he is next year, it's for 1 year. So you have to do cost evaluation. If you're LSU, if you're Ole Miss, like, if he's going to get $2, $3 million, if you're Ole Miss, you got to ask some real questions. Like, does that mean that is that too expensive? Is that too much for what we want to play for or allocate for that position? There are considerations like that. Some believe, like Craig, that Lacy will stay. I don't disagree. I don't think it's cut and dry. I haven't heard Cam Frank.
Is that 1.8 figure that was thrown out last week? Is that legit from what you've looked into?
Yes, and I've heard that Ole Miss will take it as far as it needs to. You know what I mean? But also, like, at the end of the day, it's a running back for 1 year.
That's how I look at it.
It's a running back for 1 year. I think I don't think it's cut and dry. No, Cam Franklin, I'm not worried about. Cam with a K, not with a C, just for future reference, Dorite. I think Cam Franklin's – I'm not worried about him at all. I think that he's going to re-sign and going to be an anchor for Ole Miss defensively, just like William Echols. And I think that Ole Miss is going to have a real shot to hang on to Kewon Lacy. I actually think that a lot of work has gone into that already, and Ole Miss has a better shot today of keeping Kewon than, you know, certainly over the last couple of weeks, all right? But let's not pretend like I didn't say 2 weeks ago, a week ago, wherever Kevin Smith is next year, I believe Kewon Lacy will be there too. I did say that, and I still would lean that way. But I don't think it's as cut and dry as, oh, yeah, well, at the end of the year, Kewon's going to LSU. He could. And it's not the only opportunity he's going to get. Are we assuming Winnie is going? I am. Could that change? Absolutely. But, you know, here's one for you. If I'm ranking the current players I believe are transfer threats, like especially for LSU, I would rank Winnie ahead of Kewon Lacy right
Winnie
now.
Is Lane's guy, man.
Yeah.
That's his guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we talked about Lane is he's always got a few players that he's boys with and everybody else is just whatever. Winnie's like at the top of that list from what I've heard.
Dakota King 2457. If Trinidad goes, does Deuce Knight transfer and God is good all the time and all the time God is good? I think Deuce Knight is headed Ole Miss's way if he gets in the portal. But he's got to get in the portal. There are guys like that have to get in the portal, like Harlan Berry. We've seen a comment. Like, for example, if Kewon does transfer, Harlan Berry, does he become an option? Well, yes, you see the activity on social media that confirms what we've heard already in private, which is, like, I had somebody that would know say, yes, of course, Harlan has reservations. He's an LSU guy, but, like, there's already been conversation with him. Like, you're not going to be sharing reps with Kewon Lacy at LSU. He's warmed up to Ole Miss. He likes the idea of Ole Miss. It helps that Frank Wilson is there, but you got to get into the portal, right? And he's not in the portal yet because Kewon's also not in the portal yet. That's what I'm saying. You can't assume anything with any of these guys and in this culture. You just cannot assume anything. And I think Ole Miss is done a great job of positioning itself from a place of strength, not just for Kewon, but also potential additions because of what they've added staff-wise and operationally as a collective, how efficient they are. So Deuce Knight, if he gets into the portal, I think Ole Miss is an overwhelming favorite to land him. Same thing with Harlan Berry. But at the end of all things, you got to get into the portal. LSU, their entire offensive line has gotten to the portal, for goodness sake. You know, now their season's over. Frank Wilson is a ride, officially announced by Ole Miss. He's here today. But at the end of it, you know, you got to get in the portal first. And Ova Bell two times. Ben, what's up, my guy? Let's go get a win. It's game week, baby. Hotty toddy. What's up, my friend? Come see us. Some people have asked where we'll be. We're broadcasting a pregame show, Brad Logan and I, from Manning's on game day. So it starts at 2:00 at Manning's. Come see us. Come hang out with us. We'll be there doing that. We're probably going to be at the Alumni Association party for New Year's Eve, set up there. So if y'all want to come, that's at the Fillmore and talk to us and be around other like-minded Ole Miss people. Please, we'd love to see you. That's something we'll be doing as well. And all of this is, of course, brought to you by my friends at Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, B&A Bank, Carolyn Brownson and Witt, and all, two branches, Tupelo and New Albany. But they're more than just some financial institution. They're friends of mine, and they've helped me in so many ways. So B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, if you're looking to switch up your health care or dental coverage, Drew Moak is the man to call. Quoteswithdrew.com, 601-953-8449, 601-953-8449. And if you want to hit up B&A Bank today and just talk to them yourselves to see what I see, 662-534-8171. Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title also sponsors us here. A Game Runs Deep and Talk of Champions and the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com and Affiliate of On Three. They've served the Oxford community for over 20 years, criminal defense, personal injury, real estate, probate, and estate planning. If you're buying a condo, climbing the property ladder, Zach Bonner and his team at Tannehill Carmen are here for you. 662-200-8734, 662-200-8734. Dylan Johnson, what about wide receiver or wideout right room? Hopefully we can retain Deuce Alexander, Winnie, and Cunningham. I'm going to rank choice these, Sudan. You're telling me if I'm wrong, okay?
Sure.
Likeliest to be retained to least likely. There's only three of them. Number one, Deuce Alexander. Number two, Caleb Cunningham. Number three, Winston Watkins. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong at all. I would give you that exact ranking. Hold on. Let's go to, if Ole Miss beats Georgia, Sudo has to give a monologue professing his love to Kirby Smart and how heartbroken he is.
I love that.
Hey, man. Look, I will not be professing any love to any other coach or being heartbroken if Ole Miss were to win. There's no doubt in my mind. I've always been this way. Ben will tell you. I've always been I don't know if a realistic fan. I don't know, Ben. What's the right way to describe my fandom? Like, you know me. Like, I bleed red and blue, but I'm also very, I'm always looking for stuff, and I'm always just like, I don't know. What's the word, man? My brain's not working.
Rational. He's rational. While some of us, like me, pessimist, rational. But also that can bite him in the butt.
Yeah.
And when that happened was, for example,
Memphis, Memphis 2014, 2015, whatever that was.
You said it, not me. I mean, the whole week, I'm stupid me. I've been around Ole Miss my entire life, you know. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just, I have that feeling that only Ole Miss fans can really talk about. Like, I'm pragmatic. I like that. Mark says pragmatic. Yeah, she's pragmatic.
There you go.
Yes, I like that the best. Pragmatic.
Yeah.
And he was watching the film in 2015, and I'm having the feeling that Ole Miss fans get. I'm like, the vibes are off. It's just not feeling. I got in my gut that, like, this, we're heading into a nightmare scenario. And this man watched the film, pragmatically said, hey, you know what? I'm watching the film. I'm watching the cut-ups. They ain't got the horses. No chance in hell. There's no chance in hell. And sure enough, what happened? Now, Sudo could not have accounted for Robert being used as an up-back on offense and getting concussed.
One Hugh Freeze, really, Ben, just in general, just his great wisdom in running the program is what I would say.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Get that Bentley podcast done, Big Ben. Man, I'm trying. I promise y'all I'm trying. Patience is the virtue, bro. That's all I can say. It's just – what we take steps, not leaps, and I hope to get that done at some point in the future. I don't know when it would be, but there's been conversations, and we'll continue to have those conversations, but I can make no promises. I am working on it, though, and we plan to have a lot of guests this week here on the Podcast Network, not just on Game Runs Deep or The Drive Home. Hoping to catch up with Deuce before, and, you know, down in New Orleans. He told me he's got like 9 other people who's trying to get him to come do their stuff, too. But I'm like, hey, hold on now. Yeah, but I'm Ole Miss. I'm your friend. You know what I mean? Come on. Come on now, Mr. New Orleans. But, yeah, we want to see y'all at Manning's, the Fillmore, potentially. I think that's where we're going to be, the Ole Miss Alumni Association party on New Year's Eve. I'm taking my whole family with me. I think that'll be really fun. You know, I'm kind of excited about that. But, yeah, I, if you're asking me, like Dylan was talking about, the whiteout room, Deuce Alexander, I think he's going to stick around with it with a nice bump. Winnie, I'm not counting on, honestly. I'll be surprised. And Caleb Cunningham, last I talked to him, which now is a month or so ago, he was good. And he was ready to be, you know, to be an Ole Miss Rebel for many years in the future. But you never know with this, in this culture. And I know Mississippi State's not the only school that's absolutely holding out for him. Don't hold your breath for Deuce, especially not Winnie. Okay, probably right. I mean, like, anybody can guess anything. But I would, you know, from what I've heard, Ole Miss has already been.
Anybody can guess anything is crazy.
I guess, you know, but like, I know Ole Miss is that. I mean, Ole Miss has been in active negotiations with him, you know. I think I think Deuce is a better of those three. I'd put Deuce number one, you know.
I think Deuce has the best shot of coming back, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. And I'm not, then I don't sound like a complete jag off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, you never know. You never know with this stuff, and what's right today will be wrong tomorrow. So, yeah, we'll see how it works out. But I'm picking. I haven't done my score yet. I've been trying to get to my score for an hour.
It's a hard one, man. Because this goes two ways. One is we get a repeat of what we saw in Athens. The other is Georgia has gotten that much better. Is my opinion. Now, I don't know if that's going to be the case, just because, like I said, as long as Trinidad Chambliss is back there and you have the weapons that he's got, I think it's totally, reasonable to say that you can get a performance like you got in Athens, especially in a neutral site, like someone had mentioned in the comments. And also, they've seen you and they can game plan for you, but you've seen them as well. Like, it's not a one-way street. So I'm going to go more along the lines of what we saw in Sanford a couple months ago, then Ole Miss just shows up and Georgia's just that much better this time around.
I'm going to say Georgia 38, Ole Miss 31.
Okay. 38-31. That's not a terrible.
And if Ole Miss wins, like, just flip it. It'll be something like, you know what I mean? Like, flip it. Like, oh, I'm glad it wasn't a terrible score. Thank you for that faint praise. What about Caden Lee? Ole Miss is actively negotiating with Caden Lee. I think they get that done. Maybe not, but I think they get that done. I think he'll be an Ole Miss Rebel next year. They are more concerned with bringing Caden Lee back than Winnie Watkins, I can tell you that. And you can't blame them. You know what I mean? How does Lacey for Barry and Durham sound? Sounds pretty good. We'll see if it works out that way. It could. Certainly could. But I don't think the Kiwan Lacey question is as open and shut as many others think, especially as – because time has this funny way, you know, like of what used to be true 2 weeks ago. Give it a little bit of time, a little bit of – you know, everybody settling in their new group, their new digs. You know what I mean? And Kiwan's got it pretty good here, and Ole Miss has been negotiating with him and talking with him. He's got a camp set up in Oxford in April, and there's a lot of considerations for him, and it's not just, you know. But I could see certainly that happening, you know, trading Kiwan and Kevin Smith for Frank Wilson, Harlan Berry and Durham. I mean, Harlan Berry isn't going to sit anywhere. Like, the one thing he wants is he wants to be, like, guaranteed he'd be the lead back, which I don't know anybody's going to give him that. Caden may follow his boy Austin. Maybe. I don't think it's that. I think that's one of the lesser considerations, but they are very, very good friends. And all of these guys have gotten pre-portaled. Every single one of them have gotten pre-portaled. Just like Ole Miss, and especially under Lane Kiffin, pre-portaled. Every school is pre-portaling. There are no rules. That's why give Trinidad his dead gum waiver so he can be Ole Miss's quarterback. That's the number one domino. You know, Lacey's been promoting that camp a lot. Could be nothing, but I think it speaks for something. It's not nothing. I agree with you. It's not nothing. But those things could be canceled in an afternoon. But I do think that there is something to time allowing for Kiwan and for emotions to kind of die down a little bit, and for everybody to kind of get a new lay of the land. To have him in your building is important. And also to have Frank Wilson in your building behind Kevin Smith, so he can be like kind of making sure that them portaled conversations ain't happening on the regular while they're going through like tackling drills in practice, you know. Speaking of practice, anybody want to watch this practice highlights again? I do. Ole Miss fans, the college football playoff is in full swing. The postseason is just around the corner in the NFL. Underdog is the best way to get in on all the action. So get off the bench and into the game. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. Kiwan Lacey set records for the Rebels this season. Will he go higher than 1.5 touchdowns in the Sugar Bowl? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I've played Underdog all season as a beginner. Quarterbacks against the Dallas Cowboys defense have been easy winners. My holiday budget, let's just say, was nice and fat because of Underdog. And with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. They've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, and even some surprises sprinkled in. Now is the best time to get in the game. So download the app today, sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS, and score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Ole Miss fans, football season is in the home stretch, an historic season for the Rebels. The NFL is on the road to the Super Bowl. Could all-time Rebel great A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles go back-to-back? Get off the bench and into the game with Underdog, the best place to get in on all the action all season long. Regular Talk of Champions listeners know I've been playing Underdog all year. Jackson Dart keeps delivering for the New York Giants. Think Trinidad Chambliss and Kiwan Lacey will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, touchdowns. They've been regular picks for me, and if you get your picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Throw it up. I was going to ask, so for you, let's do a defensive player and an offensive player that you think is going to be the key to victory for Ole Miss. You go first.
All right, so offensive. What's the criteria here? What are we going with?
This is the guy. This is your difference maker. This is the guy that you're giving a helmet sticker to on the drive home, and you're crediting as the key cog for an Ole Miss win on defense and offense.
Defense is Jalen Braxton.
Okay.
Man, he's been really good for the last like month and a half. He's been really good and looking more and more like the freshman All-American at Arkansas in 2023. Than the player who just could not get on the field because he was injured, be it in practices, games, whatever, for the last 2 years. And he had that big critical interception against Tulane. That was a key moment in the game very early on. It was still very much up in the air. So I think Jalen Braxton is going to play a huge role in this. It's obvious, but it's the right answer. The offensive guy is Trinidad Chambliss because he was so critical for Ole Miss in that loss at Georgia in Athens. Like, Ole Miss didn't have a running game. So you could say, well, Kiwan needs to have a more Kiwan-like game, and he could be the offensive guy. But Trinidad was pretty much the entire offense in Athens. And I could see Trinidad, you know, having a similar game script for Ole Miss to win this game. And that's why I would pick him. It's obvious, but it makes by far the most sense. I mean, you need Trinidad Chambliss to carry you both with his legs and with his arm, maybe test some things downfield a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to be too chalky with it. You know, Jalen Braxton, there's my guy right there.
No, it's fair.
Who's had a great month and a half, man. He, you know, when he came in, they were alternating him between safety and cornerback, and they needed him to be a starting corner. He had announced what he's going to do for 2026. He's got eligibility remaining. I think he sticks around at Ole Miss. And man, what a great year it's been for him, especially here late. So Jalen Braxton. And Trinidad Chambliss, even though Trinidad is far too chalky.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go on defense. I'm going to give it to our guy, Prince Will. I think as the season has wore on, he's gotten better. He looks more comfortable. He's getting more pressure. The sack numbers may not be there as far as like a consistent every single game kind of thing, but I think he's due for a big game. And I think you'll see some growth from just the week in, week out reps from throughout the season. From week one to now, I think he's gotten a lot better. I'm going to give him some credit here, and I'm going to say, I mean, because someone's going to have to get to Gunner. Gunner's going to move around the pocket. He's going to try, you know, he's going to try to get away. And the player that scares me the most for Georgia is Zachariah Branch. I mean, he will do terrible things to Ole Miss if given the opportunity, because you've seen other schools do things to Ole Miss that aren't Georgia. That really scares me. Their run game is really good. But I feel like if Princewell can get back, Gunner's going to have to throw the ball. And if Princewell can get there and get some pressure, I think that can create some problems. On offense.
Six sacks in his last six games.
That's awesome.
I mean, Princewell's been coming.
Yeah, he's
their number.
Throughout the year.
He's their number. He's their sack leader. Eight and a half sacks, but six sacks in his last six games. He's getting better and better as the year goes on. So that's a good pick. Good pick.
And on offense, since you went Trinidad, there's two options. Now, you could say Kiwan's hurt. Run game, I don't know. With Georgia, the way they handled the run game the first time, I just don't know how much changes. So it's going to have to be pass catchers. Dejon Stribling or Daquan Wright. Those are my offensive guys. Either one of those guys. Or your
see, and Daquan is pretty chalky, too. So I don't
Daquan
like
is chalky. But, I mean, Dejon, you could say, is, too, because he's a guy that doesn't get as much credit as he should just because you have so many weapons. But we talked about it, I think, after the first-round playoff game on the drive home, that Dejon has kind of been, like, the one of the best parts of that receiving core. What was the game he broke out in? He had that long touchdown, like the catch and, you know.
Oh, the egg bowl was fun for Dejon Stribling. That one breakaway. Oh no, Deuce got that one breakaway.
No. I'm talking. This is early in the earlier in the season. Okay. He hadn't quite come along yet. It was still Deuce and Trey were kind of your primary guys, and Daquan. And there was that one game where it was like yards after catch and scored a touchdown, showed off his speed. And there was like some chatter, I guess, on social media for the first couple of weeks. Like maybe Stribling's just not that fast. You know, he's just a big bodied guy. He's not
which
that fast.
Which is insane.
Which is crazy, right? If you've seen him play prior.
Georgia, he went for 396 in a tutty.
I'm trying to tell you, man, this Dejon, there's something to him, the way he's played as throughout the course of the season and the role he could have in the postseason and the way he played against Tulane even, but against Georgia. So it's really Dejon, and then I'll kind of give Daquan my secondary since you took the quarterback, so I'll give two.
But I think you agree with me about like the game script. That's why I picked Trinidad. While it's very chalky, more 100%. Chalky than even Daquan. It's like, dude, he was everything for them offensively in Athens.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So, you saw that news about Dante Core. I saw it. I haven't been able to verify it, but I've seen it. We're going to ask about that. Andrew Jones could be the X factor. Could absolutely see that. You know, he's been really good against the run, and honestly. Santarin Perkins plays linebacker, but really he floats more than he's traditionally just there in the box like TJ Dottery is. And Andrew Jones has added that physicality that Taj Chambers, Jaden Yates just haven't brought for them with that second linebacker spot. So, yeah, he could definitely be an X factor. I hear Ferris State won't endorse Trinidad's waiver. I've heard some of that as well. But it doesn't matter. The NCAA, it's silly. I mean, come on with it, guys. You let the man have his waiver. There are no rules anymore. You're giving them to everybody. You got NBA players drafted in 2023 now, like mid-year enrolling at schools to make a push for the NCAA tournament. Come on. Sleeper MVP Logan Diggs, according to David Holley. I could maybe see that.
Love that for him. And anything good that happens to Logan Diggs, I'm in support of.
The pass pro.
And that's great, Bob. You saw what happened with Austin Simmons when he got in that game.
And Austin Simmons didn't help him nothing. Like he quite no. I mean, it's like he quite literally took that ball and handed it to him. You know what I mean? Like didn't even compete in that way. Chambliss was leaving anyway. Benny Boy, I don't know how long you've been in this in the chat, but it's 52 minutes now, and I'm just gonna tell you what I've been told, and that is if he gets his waiver, it's overwhelmingly likely he'd be Ole Miss's quarterback than any other outcome. So maybe he leaves. Of course he could leave. They could all leave. But I'm the one that asked him a question that he mentioned. He was considering all his options. But the people who actually do the negotiating and make these decisions, they feel like he'd be Ole Miss's quarterback if he gets the waiver. The more questionable thing is, will he get the waiver? And we don't know. Just as much a possibility as he doesn't that he does. So number one for two sacks, Princewell. There you go. Javon agrees with you, Sudu. Princewell would be a good pick.
I think so. I just
I'm kind of kicking myself. Like, giving Jalen Braxton his love, but Princewell is a good pick. That's a really good pick.
Yeah, he's due for something big. It's a real impactful game, and I think that creates excitement for next season for his return. I think that's definitely the case. I think it's more realistic that we have a better game than Georgia plays near perfect again. Yeah, you never know. And that month off does make a difference. I mean, you don't. I mean, yeah, you're practicing whatever, but you can come out a little sluggish. And if they come out sluggish or slow and Ole Miss gets out ahead like they did in Athens and can just, once again, get a couple stops on defense, at least one, you're right in there. But William Echols wrecks this game, baby. Someone, Ovo Bell says, yeah, I hope so.
Oh, he's the best player they have defensively. He's become Walter Nolan in his first year, full year starting. My guy at Ole Memes, LSU fans are adamant now that Frank Wilson wasn't effective as running back coach. Thoughts? It's the same thing as if, like, when you know, a kid flips late in recruiting and he all of a sudden becomes not a take, or, you know, like Ole Miss or whatever school, well, they cut him. They didn't really want him anyway. That's just what fans do. Frank Wilson's one of the best running backs coaches in football. And, you know, the same people that are dogging him now as he goes out the door were the same ones 2 weeks ago saying Lane Kiffin would be dumber than a bag of dicks if he didn't make sure that Frank Wilson re-ups, you know, as Ole Miss, I mean, as LSU running backs coach. So that's just, it comes with the territory, I think. But, yeah, it's an interesting game for myriad reasons. And if Ole Miss gets through it, I'm just going to pick them as – I'm going to pick them to
win.
They got
one of the best shots. Because if you can – if you could stop Georgia at their best, I don't know if there's another team in the playoff that you say is better when they're at their best than Georgia. There may be more talent, but as far as coaching and effort and the way they play, there's not many other teams that play like that. So it's not crazy to say Ole Miss is the team of destiny if they do beat Georgia. All right, Ben, let's kind of focus a little bit more on some of these other quarterfinals before we get out of here. Oregon, Texas Tech, you're taking Oregon. What's your reasoning? Why can't you seem comfortable enough in Texas Tech's defense? What makes you want to go Oregon?
I love Dan Lanning. I want Dan Lanning to get him one, man.
He's the best. I do like Dan Lanning.
He could have any job he wants. You know what I mean? Any job.
Even though Dan Lanning played a huge role in the Kobe Dean not going to Ole Miss. I was at the Horn Lake pep rally where they celebrated their state title game. This is when I was working at Channel 5 in Memphis. And I show up, and guess who I see there, Ben? Kirby Smart and Dan Lanning. Right there. Matt Luke wasn't there. No other coaches were there. The only coaches that were there were those two. And on National Signing Day, when him and the kid that went to the quarterback that went to LSU to play DB, do you remember his name? Ashton something?
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm talking about? When it was N'Kobe's teammate, they were both coming to Ole Miss. The deal was done. And I remember walking into the Horn Lake gym or auditorium, and Yancey Porter was walking out livid. So mad, Ben. Yancey was so mad. I don't think I've ever seen him that mad. He was yelling in my face. He was saying a bunch of obscenities. And then as I'm interviewing N'Kobe, I start getting texts. Ask him why he told the staff he was coming and he didn't. And I was just, I didn't
which
see
he, which he did do in Yancey's defense, which he did do, but like that's the game.
That,
you know?
Bag dropped though. That when that Georgia bag dropped on whatever Wednesday morning, that decision.
And he wanted to go
changed.
To Georgia. I think he wanted to go to Georgia anyway.
No, it was at the top of his list. They recruited their ass off for him, right? But I think that it was a package deal between him and that kid, the QB that became a DB at LSU. And Ole Miss was led to believe they were going to get him. And then ultimately another bag dropped on Wednesday for National Signing Day that I guess Ole Miss didn't match. But long story short, Dan Lanning, hell of a guy. He was on Norvell's staff when I was in Memphis. Loved him. He was great. So you're just taking the prowess, the coaching prowess.
It's a little stupider than that. You know, I've played probably 20 Road to Glories so far on college. Like, I'm still one of the few people playing college football 26, and I've already done the Ole Miss. I've already done I've played for many teams, Notre Dame. I always started a smaller school. Right now, I started at Memphis. Now I'm at Oregon, taking over for Dante Moore, and my reason was like, you know what? I want to try something different, and Dan Lanning rules. So it would just be fun to see Dan Lanning rewarded. Not to say that like he's turned down bigger opportunities or more money, because let's be honest, that Nike money at Oregon, like he ain't leaving, man. He ain't leaving.
I love how they bring his name up for coaching, and I'm like, why would you ever leave the University of Oregon? It's built for this era.
It's built for this era specifically. Right. And that's why for me, it's a much stupider reason. Texas Tech has a good defense. It has a top 10 NFL draft pick rushing the passer up front. Honestly, if we're just going by matchup, that's a coin flip of all coin flips. And really, I'm eager to see Dante Moore against that Texas Tech defense. But Dan Lanning rules, and the fact that he didn't leave to go become Alabama's coach or leave to go become LSU's coach, and he says, I'm exactly where I want to be. I want to see that man rewarded. You know what I mean? Let that man become the Dabo Swinney of Oregon, become the Nick Saban of Alabama. You know what I mean? But be it for Oregon, I just think it'd be really cool to see what, you know, Dan Lanning be rewarded for just how I think he's handled this stuff.
And it gives us a great rematch in the semis if Indiana takes care of business, Oregon, Indiana again. That'd be a lot of fun.
Or Oregon, Alabama. And if it's Oregon, Alabama.
I think Bama's road has ended, Benny.
So they're going to lose to Indiana. So we need to give Fernando Mendoza and those Indiana Hoosiers more credit, or Ben does, than he's giving them credit for.
So I'm going to go Texas Tech because I think Texas Tech's defense, until I see them, you know, stopped or someone able to get past them, I'm going to go Texas Tech. I just think their defense is that good and their offense does enough. And Oregon, I think, well, that's just based on the way they played against Indiana, I could see them having a lot of trouble against Texas Tech's defense. Now, Oregon has weapons. Like, they've got speed, and their offensive line, when healthy, is really good. So it's just a really intriguing matchup. But you want to talk about Team of Destiny talk? Texas Tech gives me those vibes. They spent all that money, right? They have the best roster money can buy, especially on defense. They've done a great job. I love Joey McGuire. I think that guy's awesome. And he seems like the type of guy that's built to stay at Texas Tech as long as they'll keep him. So I'm going to go with them because I just think the defense is that much better than Oregon's offense. Although Dante Moore's a hell of a QB.
So pick your national championship matchup.
Natty, I've been saying it's going to be Indiana-Georgia with Georgia beating Indiana.
That is chalky as chalk gets.
Yeah, that's just how it is this year, though. And then Bama, Indiana, man. I think, you know, I said I picked Bama to beat Oklahoma. I've never just had that much faith in Oklahoma, especially after Mateer came back from that injury. It just wasn't the same.
It wasn't. And, man, Sue, yeah, they let me down.
You were texting me, man. You were texting me during the game, and I said, hey, Ty Simpson was never the problem. The problem was bad offensive line play, you know, injuries, receivers dropping balls. But Simpson went, like, when everything else is working around him, Simpson is awesome, and he proved that with the comeback in that Oklahoma game. I just think Indiana does things that well. And you want to talk about, people talk about Kirby Smart and the way I feel about Kirby Smart. Kirk Cignetti is starting to, he's starting to kind of ascend past that for me, just because I'm like, how are you doing this at Indiana? You don't even have the best players. Like, you don't even have the best talent, but that's how good of a coach he is. And
Is he the best coach in college football now?
Yes. Or, dude, Ben, this is a discussion I had this weekend. Nick Saban's prowess was that he could get any kid in the country and he could stack it up 1 through 3, 3 deep, 5 stars, 4 stars, right? Cignetti's not even doing that. Cignetti's doing this with the caliber of guys he's getting, and they're beating everybody. Like, it's not like they just had a weak schedule and they lost to Oregon, they lost to Ohio State. No, they beat them. They beat the best teams in the Big Ten. I just don't know how you can go against him. The man is incredible. He's never going to touch the Saban. He's old. Like, he's not going to get that many natties or whatever. But you could have that discussion of, like, Cignetti as just a pure coach. Is he the best? I don't know. We'll see how they do this year. But if he gets a natty, you could bring that up, man. If Indiana football gets a natty, Ben, you could bring that up.
Well, Cam crazy. Coleman hitting the portal from Auburn. You talk about the guy that's going to be the most highest paid transfer. I mean, he's going to make Eric Singleton's, whatever it was, $2-3 million, look like child's play. I mean, Ole Miss and everybody's going to want Cam Coleman. Everybody's going to want him. He's an absolute stud. What do you think, Ben and Sudu, about the Hoes remark that Mississippi doesn't have any high school talent?
I don't care.
It's categorically false and dumb. And it's
anything he says now that feels like he's trolling, just assume he is and just don't pay it any mind. And just remember, you do get to play him once a year, every single year. It's not going away. You will get to play him and settle it on the field.
My guy, Mike Espy, I'm going to see if I can pull the graphic up, but he kind of hit it on the head, man. Despite what Lane said, and it was during the interview on the bowl game that he left early. I love that. Can we just take a minute? The guy that said, did you see the Citadel? Did you see it? Did you see the crowd? It's the same guy. And I love, I also love LSU fans. He wasn't wearing any LSU gear. Welcome
to the, yes, welcome, the Lane Kiffin experience.
And he's leaving early. You know, he can't even be a man who means what he says what he means.
That didn't bother me as much, Ben. Here's why. Because half that team is leaving. Like, they're already in the portal. So it's to me, the him leaving early part was not, it didn't bother me as much. If I was in that position, would I have left? Hell no. I would have stayed. I would have tried to get the fans to be like, oh my God, coach loves
this team. That's what I'm saying. It's not about anybody else.
It's always about Lane. But also, the way I look at it too is like, Lane's probably looking at those players like, y'all aren't my guys. I don't care. You know?
Yeah, but what a shitty message it sends.
No doubt.
And anyway, here's what Mike Espy said in response to that. Regardless of what one Lane Kiffin said on that bowl interview where he's wearing that leather jacket and just golly, per capita, Mississippi sits right behind Louisiana producing NFL players. That's not an opinion. That's reality. The state consistently develops elite talent. Mississippi has always been a pipeline from Friday nights to Saturdays to Sundays. Don't let anyone sell you short. Don't let anyone make you believe you need to leave home to be validated. The grass isn't greener. It's just louder somewhere else. Mississippi is a powerhouse. Mississippi develops pros. Mississippi talent belongs in Mississippi. Believe it, build it, defend it. Ole Miss great Mike Espy on Twitter in response to this, and he's right. He brought the friggin' receipts. So what do I think about what Lane said in regard to high school Mississippi talent? It's just Lane's going to troll. He's going to troll. I mean, the whole brand is trolling. You know? Yeah. Like, the whole brand is trolling. That's the funniest part of all of this. It's just killing him. Killing him that he can't coach this team. You know, he wants credit while also, you know, going to an SEC rival before the playoffs. You're not going to get it, but he's always going to troll even when, and see, the thing is, he got what he wanted out of it, right? Because you can push back with the facts later, but like the damage has been done. He said what he said. He talked his shit. Now it's conducive or the impetus falls on all of us to say, well, that's kind of nonsense. You know what I mean? That's kind of straight up nonsense. It's categorically false, actually. And I appreciate the effort Mike Espy went into to prove that, you know, again, some people, and it's me sometimes, talk out of their ass without really thinking about what they're saying in just an effort to troll or whatever it might be. And that's all Lane was doing. That's what he was doing. Because at the end of all things, you know, Mississippi talent, dude, don't let me start getting into Mississippi talent. You know what I mean? I've done this before. Don't even get into, like, who's the best wide receiver in the history of the sport? Jerry Rice. Where's he from? Mississippi. Hey, who's the best running back in the history of the sport? Walter Payton. Where's he from? Mississippi. You know what I mean? Don't get me started on this, all right? Because all it's going to do is make me annoyed. It's the same nonsense stereotypes being perpetuated against Mississippi in this state that have been going around since the dawn of time. Fact of the matter is, whether y'all want to acknowledge it or not, Ole Miss, not LSU, is the one that's pursuing a title still while y'all are having to lose to Houston in the Pop-Tart Bowl or whatever the hell it was.
It was not that they weren't good enough to play in a prestigious bowl like the Pop-Tart Bowl, man. Come on.
Baker gets, you know, doesn't take the Tulane job, stays at LSU, and that's like a big, one of the best defensive coordinators in football that loses to Houston 38-35. We all good at making hypothetical, theoretical money, Sudo. You know what I mean? And no one's better at selling. Like, no one's the snake oil salesmen that are out there, including the one that did that interview, coming out and saying, like, you're promising things that could theoretically, hypothetically happen while Ole Miss is three wins away from a title. You want its running back. You want its quarterback. You want, like, well, y'all been trading staffers, Austin Thomas and Kevin, you know, and Kevin Smith for Frank Wilson, blah, 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 blah. Only one team is playing for a title. Everybody else is just begging for scraps of attention. And to see, like, the desperation of this leather jacket clad clown, you know what I mean? It's infuriating. And the trolling, I agree, is only going to get worse. It's not going to stop. Because that's the brand. And the hard truth, the facts, like Mike Espy dropped, is that Pete Golding has actually won something and Lane Kiffin hasn't. He won titles as a coordinator at Alabama. He's won a playoff game as a head coach. And all you got to claim is leather jackets and CUSA championships. I'm not hating. I'm just saying, if you go and troll, let's troll. He's going to text you again, Ben. Probably. He texted me on December 29th. Because somebody was given a Ho shirt, you know, and he said you should be getting royalties. To which I wrote back, "Shit, show me how. You're the businessman, but God keeps getting me to payday. So glory be to God from whom all blessings flow. That's enough for me. But like, dude, this is the type of behavior we're talking about. That is is categorically false. That Mississippi.
You guys are just friends now, Ben. You just have to accept it. Lane thinks you're his buddy now. I mean, he's just texting you like every week or two. I mean, y'all are good friends.
Neil McCready, my guy over there at Rebels 247, we were all together in the team meeting room on Saturday, and he was like, "I've heard more from this cat the last 2 weeks than I heard that like in the first 6 years combined." I'm like, "Samezies," you know what I mean? Like,
oh, he's texting Neil too.
Oh yeah, he's like he's texting Neil saying, "You know, Ben should get a royalty." And I'm like, "Oh, I thought you didn't know my name." You know what I mean? I thought that's the whole thing was. I don't even know your name.
People are starting to catch on to Lane's behavioral patterns and why he acts the way he does, including our good friend Bunky Perkins, who just outrightly said something on social media once that I was just like, "Oh, I didn't know we were allowed to just talk about it." But yeah, Lane is as people in the South will say, he's a bit of an odd fella.
Opt-outs and injuries on defense for LSU be better, Ben. Okay, first of all, calm down. This is stupid football. Second of all, yes, that is more than fair. However, 38 points to Houston is still 38 points to Houston, and you're still LSU, and you came in with national championship aspirations. And you can, and this is with all due respect, too, and I mean this with all due respect. I didn't shit the bed. LSU did.
I could have told you that with Nussmeier there. All right, let's finish out the bracket and let's see what.
Yeah, sorry. Get out.
No, you're good. This is our workflow. People text me all the time about the way you and I talk, and it's like we'll start something and then we'll go somewhere and then we always come back. We always come back though. So that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to bring us back. It's not your fault. It's just who you are. That doesn't mean it's your fault.
Run my stupid mouth. Sorry.
So all right, Bama, Indiana. You sounded like you were about to take Bama there. What?
I was, and then you talked me out of it. Like, I'm out of it. So, like, all right.
I just think they've been so sketchy all season long. Like, there were points of the year where I went, okay, shit, like, the Simpsons rolling. Like, Jeremy Bernard's this, you know, great receiver. Like, man, maybe they can really do the defense is serviceable. And then they just always find a way to make me go, eh. And even against Oklahoma, like, yeah, they were able to come back, but – it just doesn't feel like a team that's playing their best ball. It just kind of seems like they're getting by, just barely getting by. And when you play Indiana, bro, I think you got to just be like dialed in, locked in, ready to go. And I just don't know if Bama's got it this year to get past that team. So to me, Indiana's just they play a good brand of offense. They're efficient. They run the football well. They have a Heisman Trophy winner who can distribute the ball very well. And there is no talent issue on the offensive side. I mean, Surratt's like one of my favorite receivers in the country, and there's other guys too. But they have weapons there. And then defensively, they play sound, physical, disciplined football, and that's what wins you games, especially if you play Bama and Bama can't get the run game going or they can't protect Ty Simpson. They're going to eat them alive.
All right, so I think we should pick these games together. We should come to a consensus, and we should put it on record here and now. First of all, at user up, whatever that all is, how in the hell would Trinidad not get his waiver? His story is textbook waiver if it was Bama or LSU or Ohio State.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I don't disagree. And maybe that's what Lane is chasing. Only a logo. Here's what Trinidad said about playing Georgia on New Year's Day at 7 p.m. Central Time in the Sugar Bowl, the quarterfinals of the college football playoff. For those that missed it early on in the show.
Yeah, I feel like the crowd got a little louder.
If I can actually.
Got more intense. But yeah, we definitely got to finish the whole game. That comes with me, you know, executing on throws and just finishing series.
Are we there?
Do a better job, you know, playing the fourth quarter.
Look
and,
at me
know,
messing
finishing,
this
finishing
up
game, so.
Royally.
Yeah, we did a great
job. Stop that.
No, it was Ben. It was playing.
Was it playing?
It was playing, yeah.
Okay, let's try it again.
Yeah, I feel like the crowd got a little louder, got more intense. But yeah, we definitely got to finish the whole game. That comes with me, you know, executing on throws and just finishing series. And I got to do a better job, you know, playing the fourth quarter and, you know, finishing the game. So, yeah, we did a great job throughout the whole game in three quarters, but we got to finish the whole game. I wouldn't even say, like, the environment was, like, too crazy, to be honest. I kind of got in my own head a little bit, you know, after that one throw to Daquan that was in the dirt. And then it was just short army throws. But, no, I don't think that environment or, you know, the atmosphere, the crowd, you know, got to me really. And I'm used to that now at this point.
Anyway, kind of dropped out there, but Trinidad, man, that's my pick. He has to be good. He was everything for them against Georgia early in the year. So we're going to pick these now. What we're going to do is we're going to pick these games together.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Oregon, okay. Texas. Okay, I think you've talked me
Texas
in. You
Tech.
Want, Texas Tech. All right, so you want to go Texas Tech.
I got to go Texas Tech.
I defer to you against my better judgment. So Texas Tech is advancing to the semifinals, according to Ben and Sudo. Alabama, Indiana. I'm done with Alabama. Indiana. We're going to Indiana. So we're staying straight chalk. Ole Miss, Georgia.
Just say it. Just
Ole
say
Miss
it.
Is beating Georgia in the Sugar Bowl to advance. To advance. Why not? Team of destiny. Team of destiny. Yeah. So are you going with me? Just go out on the limb.
Yeah, if you say it, I'll ride. I'll rock with it.
Ole Miss is beating Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. So if they lose 45-20, blame Sudo, because he's the one that gave them all the bulletin board material. All right, so we've got Texas Tech, Indiana, Ole Miss, Miami, or Ohio State.
Give me the U. I think Ohio State's offensive line is going to be like, holy crap. We did not expect y'all to be this good. Their receiving core is obviously like, Tate and Smith are out of this world receivers. And I mean, obviously, you know, there have been some issues as far as like pass coverage for Miami, but I've recently discovered they may not be the DBs, it may be linebackers in coverage. But I just think they play physical, they're talented, they can run the football, they have weapons on offense. It all depends on Carson Beck not turning the ball over. And he's due for a big game. Like, I mean, he didn't make mistakes in that first game. But he also didn't really do anything to win, you know, that was really the defense. So I think the defense continues to play the way they've been playing. Ruben Bain, that's right, man. Love Ruben Bain.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a monster.
They can run the football well. And if Beck just, you know, does enough, they'll be fine. It's really Beck and Cristobal. I think the first, early in the season, I said the only reason Miami wouldn't be a national title contender is Mario Cristobal. Cristobal actually hasn't done much to mess it up this year. It's
he's
really
been
Beck.
Great this year, man.
He's been awesome this year. So I think as long as Beck shows up, and he's like, this is what he's been playing for. He didn't get to get in the playoff his first year starting at Georgia, his best year in college. You know, that one loss Georgia team that only lost to Bama in the SEC title game should have gotten in, but because it was the 4-team playoff, they didn't. And then last year he gets hurt in the SEC title game. So Beck has been waiting for a stage like this, and I just feel like he's due for a big game. So I think if he shows up, they can get him, even with Ohio State able to find able to find Tate and Jeremiah Smith. I still think Miami's got the top to bottom better team. Travis doesn't agree with me, but
I want to go with Travis.
No, that's fair. Ohio State, it's just, like I said, I bought in this Miami team early in the season, and outside of a couple games where it was really on Beck, I just don't think anything has changed on what I saw early in the season.
Because I made you go Ole Miss,
yeah,
I'm going to go Miami with you. All right? Grandpa Poppy's with us. Texas Tech, Indiana, Ole Miss, Miami. All right. So Texas Tech, Indiana.
Texas Tech, Indiana. It's going to be Indiana.
All right. I'll go with you because, again, I'm following my guy, Sue. Now, here we go. Ole Miss, Miami.
Oh. You know what, Ben? Here's where Beck has a bad game. Okay,
ooh,
here's where Prince Will gets in his face.
You're
going with me. Okay. I'm telling you, dude, if Ole Miss could get past Georgia, I really don't think that it's – I mean, Ohio State is an interesting matchup because I could see Jeremiah Smith and – just having a career day against Ole Miss's defense. Like, I don't want to play Ohio State.
My guy, Jalen Braxton. Yeah. Don't hate on him. Yeah. All right. Antonio Kite's healthy too. Already announced he's coming back next year.
Yeah. And so will Malachi Toney, for that matter, if they play Miami. But I am going to, if Ole Miss is going to play past Georgia, then yeah, I'm taking the Rebs.
All right, so of course I said if they get past Georgia, they're a team of destiny. You know where I'm going. All right, yeah. So now we got a national championship. The Indiana Hoosiers versus the Ole Miss Rebels. Who you picking, Sudo?
In this hypothetical, I'm not picking against the Rebs if they get in that spot, man. Once again, team of destiny. Just not doing it.
I'm just going to put it this way, guys. I think Ole Miss is losing to Georgia. However, if they get past them, I'm picking team of destiny. And in this, we've already picked. Travis is like, Ohio State is too talented. I agree. But, like, you know, he went. I made Studi go with me in our joint picking of the bracket. I made Studi go with Ole Miss for me. I went with Miami with him as kind of like volleying it back. And now we have Indiana and Ole Miss. Of course, it's Ole Miss then.
Ole Miss for sure if they get there. But my legitimate
the 60s, baby.
My legitimate pick is Georgia over Indiana in a thriller and just a traditional, just good old game of football.
Run the ball,
smash mouth, good defense, physical, close game. I think that's my natty pick.
Georgia so over we're Indiana. Picking whoever wins Ole Miss Georgia in the Sugar Bowl on Saturday, New Year's Day.
Wins
the natty.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hell yeah.
I'll say that. See, that's the fan side of me talking now, guys. Some comments earlier. That's the fan side of me coming out. The rational, pragmatic side is gone here. Okay, that's the fan side.
Good. That's the Sudo I like, you know? All right, so there you go. Our picks, our official picks for Game Runs Deep, going to be completely derailed if Ole Miss loses to Georgia. Which is probably what's going to happen because the matchup is still the same as it was back in October and almost didn't get a single stop. But if they get past them, here's what we think we know. Whoever wins this game in the Sugar Bowl wins the title. That's what we think we know. That's the real breakdown here.
I think the magic is just it's going to be next level.
I love that.
And it's going to have to be Trinidad. It's going to have to be my dog.
I love that. All right, before we get out of here, Riverland Roofing's roofing has been a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions, Game Runs Deep, the Ole Miss Beer for so long. Riverlandroofing.com/champions to get a deal just for listening to us. That's riverlandroofing.com/champions, 662-644-4297. As long as Ole Miss is in the playoffs, you can take advantage of their deal. You buy a new Riverland roof during the playoff run, you get a free year of their roof care maintenance program, 2 maintenance inspections, 2 gutter and debris cleanings, 10% discount on all incremental work. But Riverland does so much more than just roofs, man. They sponsored the Ole Miss Celebrity Softball Game, Women's Basketball Tip-Off Party, Judd U, a podcast I do with Judd Udemark, Ole Miss's star slugger. They've done work all over campus. They clean the friggin' water tower, that beautiful water tower that's such a landmark on Ole Miss's campus. They've supported Ole Miss and its NIL and everything else more than anybody else. So giving them some love, show some love to Riverland Roofing. And if you go, you take advantage of this promo now and also use my link, riverlandroofing.com/champions, you can get even more discounts. So take advantage of this. The Christmas season doesn't have to be over. If you've been looking or thinking about getting a new roof or anything like that, there's only one person or one company to call, and that's Riverland Roofing. And take advantage of both this, if the Rebels win, you win through the playoff with their maintenance program, but also riverlandroofing.com/champions as a referral, and they'll absolutely take care of you, man. So our thanks to Riverland Roofing, B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, the Big Game Football. I told you, if you sign up with that QR code, right here. That QR code is to sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit. If you sign up today, you can get 50% off an annual subscription. And if you sign up today and you prove to me that you signed up in the next 2 days, I'm going to buy one of these Big Game footballs and I'm going to pick a winner. But if you want to just buy a football, period, biggamefootball.com, and make sure to use my promo code. Let me make sure I get the promo code exactly right, because if I don't and lead you astray, I will never be able to forgive myself. On3CFP20, biggamefootball.com, On3CFP20. So, yeah, thanks to all of our sponsors who really do everything to support us. And man, it's just been it's been fun this year. And we're getting closer and closer to the end of the year, Sudo. And I wouldn't have guessed this time last year that me and Sudo the next year would be back doing this together. And to be doing this together has been an absolute delight and joy of my life. And I'm so thankful for Sudo and for y'all and for what this podcast has grown into And here's to even bigger and more and better things in 2026. Hope to see everybody in NOLA. I'll be down there no later than New Year's Eve. We'll be broadcasting, me and Brad Logan, on New Year's Day from Manning's for 2 hours. We're going to be at the Ole Miss Alumni Association party, I think, on New Year's Eve, 8 to 1. I don't think we'll broadcast from 8 to 1, but we'll be there. Come hang out and see us. Travis says, shit, the wife is going to be pissed when I buy my own Christmas gift. It's great. You know what I mean? Them's the break. So yeah,
he said she's a bill collector and runs a tight ship, I believe. So Travis, best of luck to you, man.
Yeah, what I was about to say is rest now, friend. We have the watch. We'll see you in Valhalla. Like, you know, I hope you buy one. But like, dude, if your wife's a bill collector, it ain't gonna end well for you. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you to Sudo and all y'all who made this podcast what it is. And here's to
I will say to what Ben's saying. I always told him. I said, Ben, we're gonna work together again. He'd always say, don't do that. Don't
tease me with a good time.
Yeah, don't tease me with a good time. And I always say, hey man, like when I don't have a TV contract that I'm obligated to and I'm free to do whatever I want, you and I will do something again. And I kept that. I kept that promise, Ben.
He did. And so I fully expect him on January 2 to call and say, hey Ben, it's not you, it's me. But we you know,
that's not happening.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. You know, he's Sudo, I'm Ben. Thank y'all for everything y'all do, man. Final thoughts before we get out of here from you. Just as to set the stage, not just for Sugar Bowl week, but for the rest of the college football playoff. I leave the floor to you because Cam Coleman is another person says is in the portal. This is the fourth or fifth person to say this in the chat. I've talked about it. Of course, Ole Miss is interested. Everybody's going to be interested, but he's going to make Eric Singleton's $2-3 million last year in the portal look like child's play. He's the best wide receiver, going to be the best overall player, in my opinion, in the portal. So while Ole Miss will, of course, be interested, everybody will be interested, and his number is going to be absolutely insane. And I'm not convinced he's not worth it. I think he's an absolute stud, but we'll kind of see how that plays out. As far as Ole Miss's, they need receivers, and they're going to be in that receiver market. I think Caden Lee ends up coming back. Deuce Alexander ends up coming back. Winnie Watkins, I think, transfers. You're losing Harrison Wallace. You're losing DeJon Striblin just because of eligibility. So you're going to be in that market. That might be a little too rich if he gets what I think he's going to get. But if the price point makes sense, you bet your bottom dollar. Ole Miss will be all after Cam Coleman. So we'll see where Ole Miss goes. Would you pay $4 million, $3 million? Would you rather play $3 million if you're Ole Miss to Kewon Lacy or Cam Coleman?
I would pay – I'm going to go neither, Ben. I think it's very critical to have those weapons. I want Ole Miss to go get some offensive linemen in the portal. I want you to go get me a couple tackles that you're spending $2 million, $3 million on each. I want somebody that can protect whoever the quarterback is next year and make sure if there's any semblance of a run game that it can succeed. I'm always going to choose the line of scrimmage before any other spot. Same thing on defense. Go get me some guys that can rush the quarterback. Yeah, give me an edge rusher. Get me a ball-hawking safety. Like, those are the things that are the bones of what makes a good football team. And the rest you can get. I mean, there's tons of talent as far as receivers and running backs and all that, like that's out there. That's on your roster right now. But the fundamental things that make you a solid football team, that's what I want Ole Miss to spend money on. Coleman, sure. If you can get Coleman, you can get Lacy. You could pay for all these guys, and you could shore up the offensive line, and you can get a pass rusher. That's awesome. But the priority should always be you start with the line of scrimmage, and you go from there. And I just felt like in the Kiffin era, that was not always the priority. Like, just wasn't.
The quarterbacks weren't
always protected. The run game wasn't always successful because, hey, there wasn't great blocking. Like, that's got to be it.
Ole Miss should return at least Delano Townsend, Patrick Kudus, and already Bryson Sanders. He's announced that. Devin Harper is probably starting one of those two tackles next year. They love that kid. He'll be in his second year at Ole Miss. They love Connor Howell too, but tackle will be absolutely a position of absolute critical need for Ole Miss in the portal. And I think one of the six LSU offensive linemen who have gotten in, I think Ole Miss could land one or two of them, if not a few more. That will be no doubt the top priority. And like Travis said, neither agrees to it. I'm just saying, if you could trade Kevin Smith and Kewon and you come back with Cam Coleman, Harlan Berry, and Frank Wilson, you'd be cooking.
Hell yeah. No, I'll take that deal. If you're asking me straight up, who do you pay more for, Cam or Kewon? Cam, easily. I'm in the boat of you don't overpay for running backs.
I'm in the same way. I think it's a devalued position, but I also don't think, as someone asked earlier in the chat, is it as cut and dry? Am I crazy to think it's not as cut and dry as Lacy's transfer? And I absolutely agree with you. The next few weeks are going to be absolutely insane. Interesting. The portal opens on January 2, folks. January 2. Football games are being played, and yet we got to consider it all. So we'll see what happens. First of all, some of these guys got to get in the portal. Like Harlan Berry has to get in the portal. Deuce Knight has to get in the portal. The most important thing for Ole Miss is for Trinidad Chambliss to get resolution on his waiver one way or another between now, like within the next 3 days. Mm-hmm. Seriously, within the next 3 days. And I feel I have no confidence that he's going to hear something in the next 3 days. But it would do well. Like, that's the first big domino for Ole Miss. And when that domino falls one way or another, everything else will kind of fall into place. With this has been Game Runs Deep. He's Sudu. I'm Ben. Pointing the wrong direction. There's Sudu.
You told me to set the stage, and then we just completely went away from that again. Here's how I'll set the stage.
All right.
This is the greatest sport in the world to me. I love college football because of the pageantry, because of the traditions, because of what it means. Some of that has been stripped away, and none of us want that to happen. But this week is what it is all about. Because, yeah, the portal's happening, coaching changes, interims, all this stuff. That's all the craziness going on. But at the end of the day, we're going to get some quality football guys that we wanted for years during the BCS era, talking about we should get a playoff and the right team should be playing, you know, that they're not in it or they're not competing for it. You're getting some incredible matchups. Oregon, Texas Tech, Bama, Indiana, Ole Miss, Georgia, Miami, Ohio State. None of those matchups are boring. None of those matchups are weak. This is what college football is about. And for whatever's to follow with the NCAA and waivers and portal and all that, take it all in this week. If you're an Ole Miss fan, it's always fun to be in NOLA. It's always fun to play in a prestigious bowl like the Sugar Bowl, especially what it represents now and what New Orleans in that game means to Ole Miss and what this season has been. Take it all in, regardless of what happens on Saturday. And then if you're just a college football fan, man, I am going to watch every single game. I'm not going to be in NOLA. I've decided against it. I'm worn down from travels and work and everything. But I'm going to wake up on New Year's Day, Ben. I'm going to order some food, and you will find my ass on the couch all day. That's it. Whatever I wake up in is what I'm sitting in, and I'm watching football all damn day long, and I cannot wait. It's so exciting.
And when you do, man, you give thanks to a sovereign living God that allowed you to do the one thing you love the most in this world, what this world can offer you, which is sitting your ass on a couch, watching good football, eating whatever the heck you want to eat. I ate too good for Christmas, buddy. Like, a diet started yesterday.
You and me both.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I saw a number on a scale yesterday that I hadn't seen in a minute. So, like,
yeah, I'm about to be in the sauna for an hour today. So,
yeah I think I'm going to do that sauna thing with you. The funny thing is, like, We have a sponsor, because I'll let Brad do it, but because we'll be at Manny's and stuff. One of our sponsors is a fitness group, and they're giving me a free membership. And I'm like, is it because I've been begging, or just because everyone kind of sees it for what it is? You know what I mean? Your boy needs some help, and if y'all don't force me to do it, gosh knows I won't. But man, I look forward to you enjoying. Oh, man, Grandpa Poppy said he's losing 60 pounds this year.
Let's go.
Go for
love
it.
Love it.
Heck yeah. I'm just trying to get to 20. I want to see an ab before I die. You know what I mean? Just one ab before I die. So that's what I'm going to try to go for. Hopefully don't die this year. But, you know, if I did, I just want to be able to say I saw an ab.
Just cycle your carbs, eat some protein, and do your normal workouts, Benny. You'll be back. Cycle.
You know what I got to do? Not eat cinnamon rolls. Bye, Sudu.
All right, man. I'll see y'all. Happy New Year, everyone. Hotty toddy, all that. We'll see y'all.
Oh, man. Problem is,
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.